Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
They say it's in your blood, a game that can't be won, only played. A love affair. It satisfies the soul and frustrates the intellect. The greatest game ever played, golf. It's real. And this is Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper, son of legendary golfer Billy Casper, talking golf with you for more than two decades. And now, here's Brian and Bob.
Yeah, thank you very much, and welcome into a Tour Championship weekend edition of Real Golf Radio. It's also Labor Day. Happy to you and yours, and be sure to be safe. Thanks for taking us along. At Real Golf is where you can find us on X and join the conversation. Search for us where your favorite podcasts are found as well. Year 25 of Real Golf Radio is in the final stretches here, heading into the fall, and we appreciate you tuning in and making us a part of your weekly golf content here on Real Golf Radio. I'm Brian Taylor. He's Bob Casper. Dave Glauser is producing. Rich Lerner, NBC and Golf Channel host, will join us coming up here momentarily. We'll also welcome in Scott Michaud, formerly of the Augusta Chronicle, longtime Georgia native, and writes for Global Golf Post now, and did a nice feature on the changes at East Lake. The Caddy will join us as well to break down East Lake and some changes, and we'll get into some golf course architecture discussion also with the Caddy. But this is shaping up to be a good one. Bob, when you look at this leaderboard at the Tour Championship, a lot of new things, new look for these guys, but it's the same old Scottie Scheffler. Yeah, he started with a little bit of a head start, but he still has a four-shot lead. He shot 65-66. You still got to play good golf, even if they spot you a couple, and that's what he's doing with that first two opening rounds of 65-66, 21 under par, and four clear of Colin Morikawa, who started six back, so he's trimming into that lead. Xander Schauffele at 16, he's five back. He was just two back to start the week. Say at the Gala, Wyndham Clark at 12, along with Adam Scott, Sam Burns at 11, Tony Finau, a group at 9 with Hideki Matsuyama. I think it's a great tournament. I think it's great to be back at Eastlake. It's a new look. I don't know if it's better or worse. I'm anxious to see how it plays out. I think all changes and newness to golf courses need a little bit of time to mature and develop.
Well, and that's exactly what Rory McIlroy said in his press conference after the first round. He said he loves the architect and what he's been able to do with some of the golf courses around the country. And he likes what he did with Eastlake. He loves the golf course. He loves the layout, everything about it. He said the golf course is probably about 6 months from being like really, really good or perfect. And that's just because of the newness. They did all of this architecture and all of this new stuff within a year's period of time, and we've got a brand new golf course that these guys are playing on. So it's pretty amazing to be where we're at and still playing at Eastlake.
Yeah, no question. That is an undertaking for sure. There were only two players that shot over par in round number two. Chris Kirk, who's currently last at 30th place, and Keegan Bradley, who won last week on the PGA Tour after opening with 69, came back with 74 in round number two. We'll talk about him and much more. Rich Lerner is going to join us next. Can't wait. Thanks so much for joining us. You're listening to Brian and Bob right here on Real Golf Radio.
I'm convinced I have the best Labor Day setup. A cold drink in one hand and my phone in the other while I shop Kohl's Labor Day Sale. They have seriously great deals to refresh your home. $10 off if you spend $25 or more. $5 Kohl's cash for every $25 spent. And up to 85% off into summer clearance faves. Yep, I can always count on Kohl's to keep it real with the best savings. And now it's time for a refill. Select styles. Offers end September 2nd. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
What's better than one win? Three wins? With Straight Savings, you keep your own phone, get one line for only $25 a month with real unlimited data, and get rewarded with a $200 phone credit after 12 months. It's a win-win-win. Head to Walmart or visit straighttalk.com today. Switch to Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Straight Savings Plan enrollment requires compatible unlocked device and new line of service. Bonus device credit requires 12 months of active service. Offer ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. Taxes and fees apply. For network management practices, see Straight Talk's terms and conditions.
IBM and the United States Tennis Association are teaming up and using generative AI to deliver a more informative and engaging experience for tennis fans around the world. Thanks to IBM's Watson X and Granite large language models, the 2024 U.S. Open digital platforms offer never-before-seen features, bringing fans even closer to the action inside Billie Jean King Tennis Center. New post-match summaries mean fans can access detailed analysis for all 254 U.S. Open singles matches, with long-form summaries for each match arriving within minutes of the last serve for near-instant coverage at unprecedented scale. An enhanced version of AI commentary and a redesigned slam tracker brings more frequent, expressive, and contextual commentary, with highlight packages published just minutes after a match concludes. Live matches will have a near real-time 3D graphic of current play alongside generative AI-produced insights. IBM Skills Build's new collaboration with the USTA Foundation provides students, coaches, and the public access to AI and professional development courses, workshops, and more. To see IBM technology in action, visit usopen.org or download the US Open app. Sponsored by IBM.
Iowa EPS Products was founded in 1980 on the premise of providing the highest quality EPS products and services in the industry. Being family-owned and operated, relationships and loyalty remain the foundation on which this company was built, providing expanded polystyrene products for commercial roofing and exterior wall insulation, as well as package products and below-grade lightweight geoform fill. Iowa EPS Products is the trusted source throughout the Midwest. Learn more at iowaepsproducts.com.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
Welcome back. It's Real Golf Radio. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper. Really pleased to be joined by our good friend. For over 25 years, you've heard him on play-by-play and studio host for Golf Channel and NBC Sports. Rich Lerner joining us from the Tour Championship. Rich, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys. The operative word being over. Over 25 years.
Yeah.
Over the hill. Overheated in Atlanta. It's going to be 98 degrees today.
Woo. Come down and visit us in Utah. It's cooled off nicely over the last couple of weeks. So
beautiful state. Yeah.
Yeah. But hey, congratulations. I did want to start the show by, you know, trying to recreate the Open live from and, you know, introduce myself as Brian Taylor. Pleased as always to be sitting next to, you know, Bob Casper and Rich Lerner. But nevertheless, let's start there. You've been doing this live from, it's become an institution. For those of us who are golf fans, we, you know, you hear the iconic music that opens, you and Brandle. And McGinley are sitting there and you're breaking it down. It just has this feel of major championship season. It's become something that we've so looked forward to, kind of like SportsCenter was in the 80s and 90s for me. It's not necessarily the same as I've gotten older, but how proud are you of that show, and how fun has that been over the years?
Yeah, it's been a gift. I mean, I talk with Brandle about this every now and then. And Matt Haggerty, who's been my best buddy and lead producer on the show, since it started a long time ago, that I don't know this to be a fact, but having been in the business long enough and having known, you know, people in and around the business, we all agree that you're fortunate if you get one show in your career that you can call home, and you know, a show that you grow with and that has legs and life. And we've been fortunate to have that. And it really is just, you know, it's born out of a love for the game. Nothing more than that, really. We're just essentially a few people sitting around watching the majors the way you do or the way your audience would be watching. And then we just get a chance to react. And Yeah, I mean, it is, it's been phenomenal and fortunate to work with exceptional people. I think Brandel's one of the greatest analysts in any sport that I've ever seen. And I work next to him every single day. And I mean, he digs and grinds and he never takes a day off and he's bold and he doesn't, you know, he didn't satisfy everybody. I don't think that's the role of the analyst. I think Brandel takes a position, and we often talk that if an analyst ever says in any sport, it'll be interesting to see, I'm done with that. that's a non-starter. You have to tell us why it's interesting or make it interesting. And Brandel's aware of what television is all about. You can't straddle the line. You have to make a statement and then support it. And I don't think he's throwing out hot takes at all. Brandel does the deep dive on the data, and the data leads him to a conclusion, and then he'll make a definitive statement. And I always will say to new analysts that are coming in, pay attention to the way Brandel sort of writes a headline for every day. Yesterday, for example, as we came on the air, for our show, Brandel said that he felt East Lake was the most hallowed piece of golfing property in America. That's a bold statement, when you've got Pebble Beach and Augusta National, just to name a couple. And he then backed that contention up by saying it is where the most influential, consequential figure in the sport, Bobby Jones, learned the game at the foot of Stuart Maiden. So we could then, if you wanted, you could argue it. You could say, well, but his point was that we don't get Augusta if Jones doesn't develop here. We don't have the place where Arnold made his mark, where Jack was able to chase Jones's records, where Tiger was able to chase Jack's records. So anyway, long way of saying that I think Brandel's truly great. And that's not to say everybody sees eye to eye with him. And then Paul has been has been so good. I think the simple way to describe Paul is that everybody likes Paul. He's the guy you just want to hang out with, either on the golf course or in a pub. And he's spirited. He's a fantastic leader. He's a uniter of people. And you can see why he was so good as a Ryder Cup captain. He'll drop into the trailer at the start of the week with a box of Cadbury chocolates that he brought from Dublin and toss them out to everybody. He's funny. Loves to have in Ireland, a crack. He likes to have a laugh and a needle and a good time. And he's, on the heels of I would be remiss as long as we're talking about it if I didn't mention Frank Nobilo, who, was a legend in our shop. And is still doing great work with CBS. And, those days, the show was built on the backs of Frank and Brandel, and then later David Duval and Justin Leonard. But I think, some of the success has to do with where we are. There's still some heat. If Rory has missed a 3.5-footer at 18 at Pinehurst, you're not kind of done with the experience as a viewer. And so we're there in the same way that Scott Van Pelt is there after a big game 7 in the NBA or NFL playoff game. So we benefit from that. And we've had great support from Golf Channel and NBC. And it's a show that, I'll love till the, till my last days. And I've count myself lucky to have been given this chance.
See, and there's the setup man. There's the guy that talks it up with his boys, like you were just saying, Brandel and Paul McGinley. Awesome stuff that you guys do on Live From. This week at the Tour Championship, there's a lot of stories. You've got Keegan Bradley and the possibility of the President's Cup and playing in that, or is he going to continue as vice captain? Can Scottie Scheffler keep his 2-shot lead and go on to win his eighth event including the gold medal.
Correct.
Just a lot going on this week.
Definitely. So I would say, let's start with Keegan. I find it hard to fathom that he won't be a captain's pick for the President's Cup. I mean, let's hypothetically say he doesn't play great this week, but you still have a playoff win. You still have some recent form. He is, I didn't check the latest world ranking. Before Colorado, he was 22nd. So just on world ranking alone, he's worthy. And the fact that he's going to be the Ryder Cup captain, I get he could glean the information and some of the relationships you'd want for the Ryder Cup captaincy next year by being an assistant in Montreal. But I would say he's earned it. And he brings that intangible that I do think we've been missing. And I would say the same of Billy Horschel. He has that edge. He has that fire that plays well at a team competition. And just more broadly, I would say in the last month and a half, his profile has been elevated dramatically. He was a good player, but he was sort of another good player. Now he is the dude. You know, he's the guy who commands some respect. He's Captain Keegan. I mean, the response that he got from the crowds in Colorado was almost jarring. And they were chanting USA, USA at every turn. And he used that to his advantage. So his profile's changed in a big way, and I think that's a development in golf. I would say with Scotty, we've seen some signs of frustration, and I think it's understandable. No one in the sport has had more meaningful shots on Sunday or putts than Scottie Scheffler simply by the fact that he's contended more than anyone. I think, you know, there's a case to be made that winning at the Memorial at Jack's Place, which was set up and was as set up like and as difficult as a major, may have cost him at Pinehurst. I think he was spent. But that said, Scotty burns to be great every time out, and he has failed to close with the FedEx Cup lead, with the two-shot lead the last 2 years, including 2 years ago when he blew a six-shot 54-hole lead to McIlroy. So I think there's some heat on Scotty to close, to finish. And if he does, it's eight wins. It is absolutely on par with any of the seasons that we saw from prime Tiger. And you go all the way back to Palmer in the early 60s and Hogan in the late 40s. You know, those legends who won seven, eight times.
Rich Lerner joining us here on Real Golf Radio. We got to take a short break. We'll come back more with Rich next. You're listening to Real Golf Radio.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
You're listening to Real Golf Radio. Talking golf with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
One day you'll get it.
Here's Brian and Bob.
Welcome back. It's Real Golf Radio. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper, and our good friend from Golf Channel and NBC, Rich Lerner, joining us here on the show. You just brought up Scottie Scheffler. What about some of the others?
I think the other story is Xander. I would say Xander, and this may sound strange because he was already a good player, but I would say Xander's the breakthrough, breakout player of 2024. And because he went to an entirely different stratosphere. He went from very good, reliably consistent player to inarguably great player who answers the bell week in and week out and has demonstrated that he can meet the moment at Louisville, Valhalla, big putt on the 72nd hole. And then you know, maybe the best final nine holes of the year at Royal Troon, one of the rounds of the year to win a second major. So he's closed the gap on Scotty. I don't think he's better than Scotty. He's been better maybe the last month and a half, 2 months. Even if Xander wins the Tour Championship, I would still vote Scotty as Player of the Year. But I would say narrowly. That's how much respect I give to Xander Schauffele. I think just looking back at the year, I would say Scotty Player of the Year, I would think he had probably three of the four or five best rounds of the year. The 64 on Sunday to come from behind to win the Players with a bum shoulder where he holed out for eagle at the fourth. The 66 on Friday of the PGA Championship after having been arrested in what, in my 28 years, was the single most bizarre day I've ever seen. And that includes, you know, the Tiger fall from grace. The quote of the year has to be, after that round, Scheffler saying, I'm paraphrasing, I got a chance to warm up in jail this morning. you can't make it up. So that's the second round. And then, obviously, the 62 to win the gold medal at the Olympics is right there. And then I think what Shoffley did in the final round at Troon, you give consideration to that, along with Matsuyama's 62 to win the Genesis at Riviera. I think the tournament or championship of the year probably would be the U.S. Open. And the miss of the year, and maybe one of the misses of all time, would be Rory 2.5 feet at 16. And then the, you know, almost 4-footer at 18, which was a harder putt. But yeah, that's going to linger. And I think those are sort of in the hall of infamy with Scott Hoke at the Masters and Doug Sanders at the Open. And now we're 10 years and counting for Rory without a major. I saw him yesterday and he just conceded to me he's burnt. He's toast right now. And I think, you know, I think you're going to see evidence of that this week. And you know, the the qualities that we as fans associate with high level excellence in sports will be put to the test this week. I'm talking about stamina and toughness.
Yeah.
98 degree heat when guys have played a ton of golf. And I know that, you know, fans typically don't want to hear, oh, you know, they're tired. No, they're playing for a lot of money. I get it. But you guys played the game. You know, it does wear on you. And especially in the heat, in a hard game, guys get frustrated. So I think that'll be something to watch for this week. I do like Shoffley. I just think mentally he's best equipped right now. And he has a great track record here, although it's a brand new golf course. So that's just kind of a wide brush there on some things from 2024. And then I would also be remiss if I didn't say that I think there's a case to be made for golfer of the year or figure of the year to be Lydia Ko. I think, you know, what she represented, in addition to what she achieved this year, the gold medal, and that's all three medals now, bronze, silver, and gold. The voice she has had in the game, the maturity, the all of it. You know, and she was the most accomplished teenage golfer in history. She won 14 times through the age of 19 and was number one in the world at 17. And that's, you know, like young Tom Morris, and I don't know who else is in that conversation. But I think what's so fascinating about her story is that she sort of lost it. And we've seen this in women's golf in particular, where the teen phenom never really recovers the great skill. Maybe for a flash, you are there. I'm thinking about Michelle Wee, although she did win a U.S. Open in Lexi. But Lydia recovered that and then some. And put it all back together. But beyond that, it's just her voice in the game. I was talking to Branel about this the other day. If you go back to 2016, how old would she have been? She would have still been a teenager in 2016, but it was the Olympic Games in Rio. And the Olympic golf movement, though it was just starting, was on shaky ground because it didn't have the support of so many of the top players who opted out of those first games for a variety of reasons, security or Zika. And I thought it was sad. Like, I mean, this was a moment for the sport, for those who had a long-term vision. And you know, the one person who in those press conferences in Rio stepped up and took the mantle, it was Lydia Ko. How thrilled she was to be there representing her country, what she thought it could do for the sport. And she's still that leader. And she now has an achievement that it'd be hard pressed to duplicate. Somebody may have the chance somewhere down the road, and I would say the same for Scheffler. Green jacket and a gold medal in the same year, and for Lydia, it's a gold medal and an open at St. Andrews in the same year. So, anyway, that's a look at what was quite a year, and we didn't even touch LIV Golf and all of that stuff. And although I think people are past that, I think it was a juicy news story for a couple of years. I don't think it is so much anymore.
Yeah.
I think, you know, people, I don't know what you guys think. It feels like people have moved on.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know your time is short, so we won't even broach that subject because we could do another 15 minutes on that. But I do want to ask you real quickly, the FedEx Fall Series will kick off here shortly, and we're excited. For the first time in 60 years, the PGA Tour returns to the state of Utah, Black Desert Championship in St. George, Utah. I don't know. I know Golf Channel will have the coverage. I'm not sure if you're going to receive the assignment. We hope to see you here. But just your thoughts on the FedEx Fall and the importance that the PGA Tour has placed on those events and anything you might have heard about Black Desert.
Well, first of all, I will not, unfortunately, have that assignment. I'm headed to President's Cup and then Asia Pacific Amateur in Tokyo. I'm excited for that. In any event, I legitimately heard that Black Desert is incredible. Supposedly drop dead beautiful. So I think where they play matters, and I love the fact that they're going to someplace new and exciting. And I know what a great golf state Utah is, and that the community out there will support it. So good for Utah. And I think the fall series, you know, we say what we want. Like, oh, you're going up against football. Well, there's still an appetite for golf. Golfers want to watch golf. I think every weekend. And it's crucial. I've said many times that, you know, that putt to win in Utah for someone who we may never have heard of, or someone who's trying to reclaim their career, will be as important as a putt that Rory might have to win the Masters next April. That's legitimate. Like, if that player in Utah is fighting to get his card for the first time, or to reclaim the card they lost 2-3 years ago and they had to go off wander in the minor leagues, I mean, that's enormous. There's always something at stake. And we get, I think, we're blind to it sometimes, or we dismiss it because, it's not that big. It's just the ball. No. That for someone, lots of players, yeah, is enormous. And I'll stand by that. And yeah, I wish you guys the best. And I hope I see you at the President's Cup, which I think is going to be electric in Canada. Especially, I think, Mike's going to have to make some picks here. He doesn't want to look too much like a homer, but I think it would be to his benefit if he selected, what is he, a 4 picks or was a 4 or 6?
He got 6.
He's going to have to pick a 6. So could he pick 4 Canadians? They're all,
he should,
you know, in that range. They're all that range, 7 to 15. And I think, you know, you have to take a Nick Taylor, don't you? You have to take a Corey Connors, a Taylor Pendrith, a Mackenzie Hughes, who's is a good putter. I think it's going to be great. And
home field advantage, Rich. Yeah, so, take advantage of it, don't you think? All nothing but Maple Leafs. Let's go.
There you go. That's what I'm thinking. So call me anytime. President's Cup week. Happy to chat with you guys. Keep up the great work. Thank you.
Always a pleasure. We appreciate your time.
Thanks, Rich.
Thanks, buddy. Rich Lerner anytime, joining us guys here from the Tour Championship. He's got a run. I know he's got a meeting, but we always appreciate him being so gracious with his time. We'll take a short break. More Real Golf Radio continues next.
Hear that? That's the sound of 1.5% cash back on every purchase you make with the Agility Cash Visa credit card from Zions Bank. Whether at the grocery store, the dog groomer, or your favorite bistro, the Agility Cash card gives you 1.5% cash back every time, everywhere. For the card that pays, Zions Bank is for you. Apply today at zionsbank.com/agility. Subject to credit approval, terms, conditions, and restrictions apply. See a banker for details. A division of Zions Bank Corporation, N.A., member FDIC.
By now, you've heard about Black Desert Resort in St. George. You've seen the picturesque photos of the Tom Weisskopf-designed championship golf course. You've heard that the PGA and LPGA tours are coming to Black Desert. You've probably heard there's going to be a water park and other things. You've heard right. But did you know that you can own a piece of Black Desert Resort? Go to blackdesertresort.com and sign up to learn about exclusive real estate opportunities available right now. The interest and demand has been enormous, and phase one is nearly sold out. As an owner, you'll enjoy discounted and priority tee times, discounts on spa treatments, dining, shopping, and more. And when you're not staying at Black Desert, you can put your unit in the resort rental program, which will provide rental income for you. Year-round family fun awaits at Black Desert Resort. Don't miss out. Sign up today to learn more at blackdesertresort.com. That's blackdesertresort.com. Black Desert Resort, unlike anything you've experienced before.
This is the new AI One, the most intelligent putter ever created. Its AI-designed insert doesn't just feel a little better or roll a little better. It gets you up to 21% closer to the hole on off-center hits. The performance gains of AI One are so dramatic, not playing it will leave you lagging behind. Putt smarter with the new AI One putters from Odyssey, the number one putter on tour.
You've heard us talk about the amazing capabilities of Mountain Land Truck Outfitters to outfit your truck, van, or commercial vehicle. But did you know that Mountain Land Truck Outfitters now has a mobile sandblasting system that they can bring on site to you or your business? And Mountain Land Truck Outfitters now has an exclusive powder coating shop offering virtually any color you want. See Mountain Land Truck Outfitters in Provo to custom outfit your truck with lifts, leveling kits, spray-in bed liners, commercial truck bodies, wheels, tires, powder coating, sandblasting, lighting, hitches, and other accessories. Go to mountainlandtruck.com. That's MTNLNDtruck.com.
To beat the best, or to beat your best, it takes a standard most aren't used to. Like perfecting our seamless aero design for ultra-consistent flight, innovating new processes to create a hyper-fast soft core, using advanced materials to make a ball feel like nothing before. When your standards for performance are high, play the ball that sets them even higher. Introducing Chrome Tour, the new gold standard.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
Welcome back to Real Golf Radio. Brian and Bob, thanks for joining us here. Brought to you in part by Black Desert Resort. Coming up, PGA Tour Black Desert Championship, part of the FedEx Cup Fall Series, and you can witness it in person by going to blackdesertevents.com. Buy your tickets, general admission, daily passes, VIP, hospitality. It's all available at blackdesertevents.com. We'll see you October 9th through the 13th. It's going to be awesome to see the PGA Tour back in Utah for the first time in 60 years. Black Desert Resort, which, by the way, opens up here shortly. If you want more information on the resort, go to blackdesertresort.com and you can dig into some of the information, including some exclusive real estate offerings there. But yeah, this is going to be cool, Bob. Latest update, by the way, they have closed on the lots in the North and South Village. And so some of those folks will start building their homes here pretty quickly.
Nice.
There's only like four holes that have houses on the golf course. The rest of it's just all out in the lava, which is spectacular. And then the resort hotel is set to open up here in just a couple of weeks, and the new restaurants. So here's one for you.
Okay.
Black Desert has 19 holes because they have the bye hole like Tom Weisskopf likes to do. He borrowed that from Scotland traditions. And you remember when we played up at Forest Dunes, they had that 19th hole. So he did a similar thing at Black Desert. And so the grill, the sports bar, where you can kind of hang out afterwards, they called it the 20th hole, which I see why they're doing that, right? Because 19 is already out there on the golf course. But for some reason, I'm struggling with the 20th hole, identifying it. Like, it doesn't have the meaning to me. And I was starting to think, it's got to be, come more play off of Black Desert. Like, for instance, I'll give you an example. The lobby bar is called Flow, right? Which is kind of, you know, like lava flow kind of thing. Like that's kind of cool. And then they've got a coffee and juice bar that they're calling Lava.
Okay.
And
Java in the Lava.
That's right. Yeah, the Lava. So, I mean, that kind of makes sense, Java, Lava. But in fact, I think it's called Lava Love. Sorry, it's called Lava Love. That's what it is. Yeah. Which is perfect, right?
Yeah.
So you got Lava Love, you got Flow.
Yeah.
But then which works. And then you got 20th hole. And I'm just, 20th hole's not working for me.
Well, a lot of courses have a 19th hole.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I get it. So they're
going, since we've already got 19, we're going to 20.
Yeah. But I think you can come up with a better name. I told them it's never too late to do the right thing. They said, well, we've already got signage. I'm like, it's never too late to do the right
thing. Oh, that's funny. That's funny.
So, yeah, hit us up on Twitter, at Real Golf. What are some of the best? You know what I caught? I thought the bunker, because I've seen it. It's got these five indoor hitting bays with bar seating, and so kind of like a cave-ish. So why not be like the bunker? Like, it's kind of all enclosed. There's not a ton of windows in there. It's nice. Okay. It's a cool spot.
Cool.
But then I looked up bunker or bunker bar, and there's a few. It's not like that's original.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Anyway, so there you go. All right. I just think it's interesting when people, I think coming up with a creative name is kind of cool. So,
yeah.
But check it out. BlackDesertResort.com. You got a couple weeks left to play before they shut it down in preparation for the tour coming up. They'll be shut down for about a month in preparation. So, yeah, good stuff. But stay tuned. We'll give you more updates right here on Real Golf Radio. Thanks again to Rich Lerner, who joined us just in that last couple of segments. Hope you enjoyed that. Rich is such a good dude and a good friend and always has things to say. I think he's always bottled up by the restrictions of television and asks the questions and lets Brandel and Paul do more of the talking. And so when we get him on, he becomes our Brandel and Paul and has an opportunity to kind of let loose. But it's interesting, you went right to the Keegan Bradley scenario, and he had a lot to say about that. Let's just start there, Bob, because we haven't had a chance to dissect this, but you know, Keegan wins last week. He actually looked really good doing it. Solid play. What is your take, and what do you think of Rich's take on that as far as where, you know, does he remain a vice captain and learn through this President's Cup, or does he play?
You know, it's kind of interesting with him because there's, like you said, there's two options. There's vice captain or playing, or there could be a hybrid of both, which is remain vice captain and also be involved in all of the process of what they do. And he plays also. But, you know, I've heard a couple of other things. I've heard that, you know, last week was a one-off because it was in Colorado and not a lot of people were used to the altitude and that kind of thing. And it made it easier for him to play well and that kind of thing, which I think is totally bunk. You know, even Billy Horschel came out and said, you know, I don't know why we're playing in Colorado, especially in the playoffs. We should be playing in Chicago and or the Northeast or whatever, where golf is going to be promoted better, or the PGA Tour is going to be promoted better for junior golfers and all that kind of thing.
Whoa, really?
Yeah.
That was his
absolutely.
Take?
Absolutely. That was his take.
I don't agree with that one second.
No,
of course,
I don't
obviously
either.
I'm biased because we live out in this part of the world.
I don't
but
either.
That,
I don't either.
That's a bad take. What do you mean promoted? Because
it,
Northeast is the fact that they're playing there is going to be more junior golfers than there is. Look, has Billy Horschel
said the crowds were good there, but I don't think he liked playing in Colorado.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
Because of the altitude and the shots and everything.
Well, elevation.
Elevation.
Yeah. I mean, that sounds like him trying to find some reason to justify him saying he didn't like playing at elevation.
Right.
Well, let's go right to the junior golfer card. I mean, really? Come on. Well, we'll be able to promote the game better for junior golfers? That's a terrible take.
Yeah, it was. It was kind of interesting. I read that and I went, whoa, wait a second here. But Keegan Bradley played some great golf. He's played some good golf over the last few weeks, and he's started the week off pretty good this week. But there was about two or three months where he was not really much of anything he was doing. So, but having said that, the reason the rule was implemented way back when Billy Horschel won is because you get the guys that are playing the best at the time, as far as captain picks are concerned. And in listening to Rex Hoggart, Sam Burns, in his opinion, is a lock. He's been playing well as of lately. Tony Finau, who's played some great golf this summer, a bunch of top 15s and some top 10s, and then a Keegan Bradley, of course, winning. Those guys he feels will be on the team, and then it's, you know, the picks from that point.
Before we get into President's Cup and who's, you know, the rest of the guys, sticking with Keegan, this is all I have to say about that. Did you love the way he celebrated when he made that putt? And he wanted to make the first one, but he tapped it in. A lot of times when guys miss the birdie putt and they tap it in for the win, even though they had two putts to win, they just kind of like, they sort of take their hat off and smile and then hug their caddy. He still went full fist pump, double fist pump, you know, celebrating. I loved that, by the way.
Yeah.
Go ahead and soak it all up, man. Enjoy it. You've worked hard. You've proven yourself. And I thought in some ways, maybe the PGA of America did him a little bit of a disservice by tapping him so early and so young as the Ryder Cup captain, because it almost makes that more important than him playing. Well, it does make it more important than him playing. And so it sort of removes him from the conversation about whether or not he should be a player or a competitor on the team. And I know that's something that's a dream of his. Again, we know the story that was chronicled in, you know, very well in the Netflix series about not having that bag unpacked from Medina, right? And so I think in some ways it's unfortunate for him. In other ways, I'm like I said, I kind of predicted that he was the most plausible guy. And so I'm happy that he's the Ryder Cup captain. I feel a little bad that he's the Ryder Cup captain because he has to focus on those duties and he doesn't get a chance to just go out there and play his best golf and enjoy being the player and the rewards that come from being that player. So, yeah, but I love the way he celebrated. I love that. And you know what? Hats off to Keegan Bradley. He's a pretty likable, fun guy to watch. I'll also say this. I can appreciate that he sped up his routine because there was a time when I couldn't stand watching Keegan. He took so long in the pre-shot, the step forward, the fakies, right? He'd fake step, and then he'd finally go address the ball and re-grip, spin the club, and it just drove me insane. Well, now he's very much streamlined. You know, he goes through, he's very deliberate, but once he goes in, bam, he pulls the trigger. So I do appreciate that he figured out how to streamline that process. He's quicker player. He's more fun to watch. And Keegan's a star. And we know when he gets in competition, head-to-head stuff, that he tends to thrive. That emotion, that passion is the reason that he was tapped by the PGA of America to be the Ryder Cup captain, because I don't know who else it would have been, and he's an East Coast guy. So for all those reasons, I think I understand, again, why I predicted he'd be picked. Again, just a little bit bummed that he's probably not going to participate. Arnold Palmer was the last playing captain in, 1963 or something like that. Yeah. There's a big difference between Keegan Bradley and Arnold Palmer. I personally don't love the idea of having a playing captain.
No.
Because I think Keegan is going to do a good job as a captain, and I don't think he even have to do a great job as a Ryder Cup captain in New York for the Team USA to win. You just need to not screw it up. And potentially dividing your interests from captaining to playing might be just what the little sliver it needs for the Europeans to come back and get another dub on our soil. And we can't have that. In the Ryder Cup, we cannot have that. And no. So his focus, in my opinion, he either needs to give up the captaincy to somebody else if he ends up qualifying on points, or he needs to just sort of focus on being the captain and being the best captain he can, which, by the way, I think has more immortality to it in golf than being a member of the team does. Because I don't think anyone's going to remember who was all on that team. They're just going to know Team USA won on American soil like they've done pretty much every time in the last decade, right? So that's why I think the captainship, being a successful captain and the youngest captain, I think that's something, or at least the youngest captain in a long time, I think that's something that you can really hang your hat on.
Yeah, vice captain in the President's Cup and playing is totally different, like you said, than being the captain of the Ryder Cup team. I think there's more weight with that, as you said. And, you know, he can be involved. He can understand. He can learn the things he needs to do, but also play because he's playing good right now.
Yeah. Now, let me ask you this. That's my Ryder Cup take. How about President's Cup? The question is really, does he take this opportunity to learn from Jim Furyk? I read an article suggesting this was a golden opportunity to learn from the sage experience and wisdom of Jim Furyk on how it all works. You know, figure out how to, I think the quote the article used on the daily, I think it's Daily Mail or Daily Read or whatever they call it now, was go in, figure out how the sausage is made so that you kind of understand the whole back end of it so that you don't have to go through that process as much during the actual, your first event as captain. Yeah. So yeah. I get that take and I don't necessarily disagree with it, but I also think don't take away from his earning his way on the team as a player. And I kind of think, hey, pay attention, Keegan, but go be a player, man. Play on that team. You're a player first. You're a captain second. So go play, enjoy the Ryder or the President's Cup. Go give it your all in Canada. Feel that taste. Let the emotions, do those fist pumps. Fire up your team. Go get them. You're going to need them. And then focus on the captainship from there.
Yeah. Yeah. Settle into the captaincy. You know, there's some nuances between the President's Cup and the Ryder Cup. For the most part, it's all the same, except for there's 6 matches in the morning per session instead of 4. And And the way you pick the teams are totally different because you're putting up a slate in the Ryder Cup and then they match it up where you can go back and forth and see who the matchups are in the Presidents Cup. So having said that, just learn, like you said, just learn the nuances of what team play is. You've done well in team play before in the Ryder Cup. Now let's get going. Play great golf at the Presidents Cup and then focus on the Ryder Cup.
Rich Lerner also talked about Scottie Scheffler and said, should he go on to win for what would be an eighth time if you include the Olympic gold medal, if he won, took care of business this week at Eastlake, that he would have to put this into the great histories of Tiger 2000 and et al. So if that, do you agree with that? Eight wins with a gold medal, you'd have a Players Championship, a green jacket, the FedEx Cup, and a gold medal.
Yeah. It's a crazy season, no doubt about it. Scottie Scheffler has played phenomenal golf. You can't say enough about what he's been able to do this year. And if he were to go on and win the Tour Championship and this event, you know, you're looking at $62, $63 million in prize money for the year, which is crazy. That's stupid numbers. And Steph Curry just signed a deal for an extension on his contract for $63 million. So it's putting golf up in that echelon with some of the great sports in everything that we watch, football, basketball, everything. The crazy thing is that Scottie Scheffler, I don't know if I would agree with the year 2000 and Tiger Woods, because that's the benchmark, that's the echelon, but he's definitely in the same conversation with Tiger Woods.
No, there's not a lot of guys. I mean, Tiger and Vijay in recent history that have won, you know, eight or more times in a season, right? So when you start looking at that, you got to throw it up there with some of the best. But I wonder how many people, Justin Thomas included, if Scotty goes on to win the Tour Championship and that 60-some million dollars, I wonder if he would still take Xander's year. I don't know. Like JT said, I mean, clipping off two majors, that's what these guys are all about, clipping off majors. So if you can get two majors instead of just one major, but man, the Players, a gold
all signature
medal,
events.
Yeah.
Basically.
I mean, you're talking Players, Masters, gold medal, Tour Championship, and FedEx Cup plus four signature events. Like That's a heck of a year, man. That's player of the year, no doubt about it. Hey, well, that'll do it for us for hour number one. Stay tuned. More on Eastlake Tour Championship and much more on the back nine. Hour number two, you're listening to Real Golf Radio.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Progressive Insurance presents the Sports Grid Sports Flash. I'm Tony Desiri. The San Francisco 49ers have reached a contract extension with wide receiver Brandon Ayuk. It is 4 years, $120 million, keeping him in San Francisco through the 2028 season. It was the same deal that had been on the table from the 49ers since August 12th. The extension includes a $76 million guarantee. $47 million will be paid to Ayuk before April 1st of next year. He joins Miami Dolphins star Tyreek Hill as the fifth highest paid receiver in the league with an average annual salary of $30 million per season. In tennis, one of the biggest upsets in U.S. Open history occurred Thursday night. Carlos Alcaraz, the 3-seed, eliminated in straight sets, losing to Botic Vandijonsloop. Bundle auto and home, renters or condo, and save with Progressive. I'm Tony Desiri, and this has been your Sports Grid Sports Flash.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive 5-day, 4-night vacation for two adults and two children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for four for only $699.
Going, going, going! With CancunEscapes.com/radio.
Sports in 60. I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Week one of college football, a couple of opinion plays, and we'll have a play of the week on this particular week one. Two revenge games, like the Mountaineers of West Virginia to avenge last year's Penn State victory. Gary Green and company get the job done for West Virginia, getting a 7.5-point head start there. Game two takes us to Amherst, Massachusetts, another revenge spot. UMass with a narrow loss last season to Eastern Michigan. They will turn the tables in the Pioneer Valley, UMass minus the 2.5. The game we do like will take place Sunday night, prime time for you on ABC at Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas. LSU and USC square off. Both quarterbacks in this game have huge shoes to fill, but we're going to take head coach Lincoln Riley over Brian Kelly in this matchup. USC plus the 4.5. Sports in 60. Presented by American Premium Vodka. Enjoy responsibly. I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hi, my son's teacher emailed his back-to-school list. He needs crayons and a notebook for every subject.
Okay, no problem. With Staples Hot Deals, you'll find super low prices on hundreds of items for back-to-school.
Oh, now they're saying he needs folders and glue.
You got it.
And markers?
Of course.
Oh, geez.
Might I suggest two carts?
Save big on back-to-school with Staples Hot Deals. Right now, 24-pack Crayola crayons and two-pocket poly folders are only 50 cents each at Staples. Ends 8/31, in-store only, limit 10 while supplies last.
I'm convinced I have the best Labor Day setup. A cold drink in one hand and my phone in the other while I shop Kohl's Labor Day sale. They have seriously great deals to refresh your home. $10 off if you spend $25 or more. $5 Kohl's cash for every $25 spent. And up to 85% off into summer clearance faves. Yep, I can always count on Kohl's to keep it real with the best savings. And now it's time for a refill. Select styles. Offers end September 2nd. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Two people in eastern Wisconsin and one person in northeastern Illinois have died of West Nile virus, according to health officials.
With the Sports Grid News Flash, I'm Trey Westerberg.
A third person in Wisconsin also has been hospitalized because of the mosquito-borne illness. In Lake County, Illinois, three people tested positive for the virus over the past 7 days, according to the Lake County Health Department and Community Health Center. One of the victims experienced symptoms onset in mid-August and died shortly thereafter. A proposal in Baltimore that would allow city voters to decide whether to pay new parents $1,000 will not appear on the ballot in November after Maryland's highest court ruled it unconstitutional. The court issued a ruling Thursday after hearing oral arguments on Wednesday. It affirmed a lower court decision that deemed the proposal unconstitutional because it would essentially remove, quote, all meaningful discretion from the city and its elected leaders.
I'm Trey Westerberg with the Sports Grid News Flash.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best? What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Well, we have nine more holes to go, so how about you two fellas follow me to the 10th tee?
On to the back nine, hour number two of Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper, son of Hall of Famer Billy Casper.
Two players down the middle on the 10th hole.
Here's Brian and Bob.
Oh, we're so down the middle every single time on the 10th hole, aren't we, Bob? That's because at Alpine, the 10th hole is typically a 5-iron. Welcome back to the show. It's hour number two, the back nine of Real Golf Radio. I'm Brian Taylor. He's Bob Casper. Dave Glauser is our producer. Rich Lerner joined us in hour number one, a good two-parter there. Hope you enjoyed it. Still to come here on the back nine, we're going to welcome in Scott Michaud from Global Golf Post. He's an Augusta native and used to write for the Chronicle there and does a great job. And he wrote some stuff on the changes at East Lake. Anxious to get his take on that. Plus, America's favorite caddy will stop by. I'll tell you what. If you like golf course architecture discussion, changes, classic, modern, that kind of thing, I think you're going to like this hour because we're going to talk about that. Yeah, we're going to talk a little bit about the Tour Championship as well. We're going to do that right now. But you can jump on. You see the leaderboard. You know what Scottie Scheffler's doing, 21 under par. He's got a four-shot lead, and I think there's a lot of storylines there that are going to be anxious. We'll talk President's Cup. But this one is interesting to me when you start looking at changing classic golf, you know, when someone new gets to put their fingers on a legend like a Donald Ross and what he had in mind, that to me is kind of a sacred experience in the game, and you got to do it right. And so I'm anxious to get Scott's thoughts and the caddy as well. And what do we like? What do we like these days in golf? And what is the reason for this modernization? It feels like we go through these, you know, sort of periods every so often and just, you know, you got to be something new. What's the latest headline maybe, huh?
The latest headline is almost, so to speak, taking a lot of trees away.
Yeah.
We've seen that happen with a lot of the great golf courses like Oakmont and a bunch of the other ones. It's tough to see those tree-lined courses or those courses that we see that are established, and like in the Northeast, we see those, how they start to take the trees away and open things up a little bit. So for me, I like the tree look a little bit better than the open look a little bit better.
Okay, I appreciate that. And I'm not saying I'd even argue with you, but I do like the what they do with opening up the green surrounds in this modernization to give you a little bit more options rather than just heavy rough collaring the greens. So I think there's some good and there's some bad with both of that, right? Yeah, for sure. Yep. So, by the way, Colin Morikawa, he started six back. He's only four back. It's going to be fun to see how this plays out at Eastlake. Stay tuned. We'll get started next on the Back Nine of Real Golf Radio.
I'm convinced I have the best Labor Day setup. A cold drink in one hand and my phone in the other while I shop Kohl's Labor Day sale. They have seriously great deals to refresh your home. $10 off if you spend $25 or more. $5 Kohl's cash for every $25 spent. And up to 85% off into summer clearance faves. Yep, I can always count on Kohl's to keep it real with the best savings. And now it's time for a refill. Select styles. Offers end September 2nd. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
What's better than one win? Three wins? With Straight Savings, you keep your own phone, get one line for only $25 a month with real unlimited data, and get rewarded with a $200 phone credit after 12 months. It's a win-win-win. Head to Walmart or visit straighttalk.com today. Switch to Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Straight Savings Plan enrollment requires compatible unlocked device and new line of service. Bonus device credit requires 12 months of active service. Offer ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. Taxes and fees apply. For network management practices, see Straight Talk's terms and conditions.
IBM and the United States Tennis Association are teaming up and using generative AI to deliver a more informative and engaging experience for tennis fans around the world. Thanks to IBM's Watson X and Granite large language models, the 2024 U.S. Open digital platforms offer never-before-seen features, bringing fans even closer to the action inside Billie Jean King Tennis Center. New post-match summaries mean fans can access detailed analysis for all 254 U.S. Open singles matches, with long-form summaries for each match arriving within minutes of the last serve for near-instant coverage at unprecedented scale. An enhanced version of AI commentary and a redesigned slam tracker brings more frequent, expressive, and contextual commentary, with highlight packages published just minutes after a match concludes. Live matches will have a near real-time 3D graphic of current play alongside generative AI-produced insights. IBM Skills Build's new collaboration with the USTA Foundation provides students, coaches, and the public access to AI and professional development courses, workshops, and more. To see IBM technology in action, visit usopen.org or download the US Open app. Sponsored by IBM.
Iowa EPS Products was founded in 1980 on the premise of providing the highest quality EPS products and services in the industry. Being family-owned and operated, relationships and loyalty remain the foundation on which this company was built, providing expanded polystyrene products for commercial roofing and exterior wall insulation, as well as package products and below-grade lightweight geoform fill. Iowa EPS Products is the trusted source throughout the Midwest. Learn more at iowaepsproducts.com.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
All right, welcome back to Real Golf Radio. Brian and Bob and our good friend Scott Michaud, who writes for the Global Golf Post and also for something in Ireland, I can't remember, but he's been in Augusta for a long, long time, and that's where we got to know him, is out at the Masters and covering the Masters for a lot of years. Scott, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing great. How you guys doing?
Good. Hey, sorry about the Irish thing there. What is it again? Give it official. We don't want to short you on that.
It's okay. It's the Irish Examiner.
There we go.
The Cork Examiner.
Okay. Well, hey, you know what? You're a hot commodity, so free agency has its benefits, my friend.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So you're there at Eastlake. It's a brand new look. From watching it on the TV, I can recognize the routing, but obviously it's so different, you know, along those same routing lines. You wrote up a big article about it on Global Golf Post. Just kind of give us your sense of what Andrew did there and your thoughts on how it looks now as compared to what it was.
Well, I think Andrew does a great job with what he's tasked to do. And at Eastlake, his job was to try to make a rather stale golf course, sort of fresher and more modernized, but in the kind of Donald Ross way. So he used some old photographs and basically built a brand new golf course exactly on top of the old grounding. And it is more aligned with what Donald Ross had originally than what Reese Jones had turned it into more recently. And it's a lot like what he did at Oak Hill before the PGA Championship. It's a lot like what he's done at Scioto and a couple other Donald Ross courses, but it most reminds me of what he's done at Congressional Country Club, which was the same thing, completely new and modern-style golf course on a very old template that didn't change where the courses are placed, or the holes are placed. It just changed everything else about it.
Hmm. You know, and the interesting thing is that golf course, Brian and I've had an opportunity to play it a few times. The greens were pretty flat, weren't that severe, but now they've got some rolls in them. They've got some undulation in them and some new shaping as far as the greens are concerned.
Absolutely. I mean, entirely new shaping of all of them. They're squared off in a lot of edges, kind of like the old style that Ross would play with. Some of the greens, they used to have a winter and a summer green on these courses back then, different types of grass to be able to play in different types of season and this kind of climate. And what he basically did in a couple of places was he took both of those things, like on the first green, and made two greens in one. So it's got a high, you know, right side and a low left side that were where the two other greens were, severe undulations in them, and a lot of runoffs around them rather than, you know, Bermuda rough tucked up right close to them. So there's a whole lot of different things that are happening to golf balls when they come in them, especially now that they're brand new and much too firm, really, at this stage in their process. But they did it all in 1 year. So, you know, you get what you get.
What are some of the biggest, maybe the firmness of the greens, you might have just answered that, but what are some of the biggest differences that the players are noticing in your mind versus what they've seen in the years past?
Well, obviously the firmness is the biggest issue right now, and that won't be an issue next year or beyond. It won't be this firm, but they have to hit the fairway. Otherwise, they really don't stand much chance of holding the ball on the green. And the thing that is really different about it are those runoffs. There's a lot of shaved runoff and a lot of slope around the greens where the ball is going to run off as far as it's going to go, as opposed to just getting settled up into a collar of Bermuda and, you know, forcing a completely different U.S. Open kind of shot, recovery shot. Now you're going to have to be more creative with your short game. You can putt, you can chip it. There's a whole lot of options for you, but it's not going to be the same thing as it used to be.
Scott Michaud joining us here on Real Golf Radio, talking about East Lake and some of the changes. You know, you mentioned, you know, a modern golf course on a historic template. I think that's really interesting. And I start hearing about, you know, all these classic golf courses that are getting redone. Gil Hance has done a ton of them on the West Coast and in the South and what have you. And you just start to think of, oh man, you know, I played Olympic Club and what a historical venue. You know, you got Colonial and you start seeing all these different changes. The LA North, obviously we witnessed at the Open a couple years ago. What's your opinion on that, this modernizing of these old courses? You mentioned East Lake was stale. What do you, in your mind, when you think fresh versus stale, modern versus old, what mostly stands out to you?
Well, I think in the modern sense, I think there's, especially in America, there's been much more embrace of trying to play the ball on the ground a little bit more and not just through the air. And I think that's what East Lake is trying to present now over what it used to, which was just fly it high into the green and hope you stay on it. And then if you miss, you got that same old, you know, chip out of rough to get back on. I think this is this presents a more, you know, the word links gets used a lot, but it's the ground game, which is what they're trying to add to it, trying to emphasize that you can run it up into holes. They don't have a lot of cross bunkers in front of them. Or you can try to play different types of shots around the greens. That's what I think the modern game is asking more than it used to in the U.S. It always asked that overseas, but now it's asking it more over here.
I like that. So instead of modern, right, Bob, it's retro, which retro's in. Everything comes back around.
It is a retro style of modern.
I love it. You know, and they've done what they have. They did what they've done at a lot of other courses like Oakmont and a lot of other ones where they've taken out a lot of trees. But I thought it was really interesting. In this world of golf right now, we have so many different types of grasses. And this golf course has two types of zoysia grass, and one that's kind of in the fairways and ones that's on the aprons around the greens with tighter lies. And then you've got the Bermuda in there, too. It's kind of crazy to see all these things coming into one type of golf course.
It really is. I mean, and all of these grasses are different than what they had there before. None of them, I mean, except maybe the Bermuda rough. That's right. The only thing the same, but they got a different kind of Bermuda on the greens. And as you said, they got the Prism and the Zorro Zoysia in different places, serving different purposes. But yeah, that's a lot to get used to for guys. And I think probably some of them are a little irritated by it, but they'll grow into it.
Hey, Scott, before we let you go, your compadre, Alex, wrote a little article this morning, and he said, talked about the notes package that the PGA Tour put out from East Lake, saying that Scottie Scheffler becomes the first player to hold a lead of 7 shots or more after 18 holes of a tour event. And obviously he only beat 5 players by a shot, but because of his starting strokes, it became that. What's your thoughts on that? Obviously that stat isn't really legitimate, but otherwise, what do you think of the format?
You know, I'm kind of like Scottie Scheffler about it. I think it's weird. And when you've got the number one player in the world getting strokes from everybody, that's not normal. But I understand they're trying to do something. They're trying to reward the guy who has the best season and give him some kind of advantage. But I did not mind the old days when sometimes you had a different winner of the Tour Championship than you did of the FedEx Cup. Because it was asking two different questions: who played the best this week, and who played the best all season. I still think one of the coolest things that ever happened was seeing Phil Mickelson and Tiger Woods each get a trophy on the 18th green here. It kind of bugged both of them that the other guy was getting any attention at all. But I thought it was hilarious, and I thought, so what? I mean, it's what happened. Phil won the tournament. Tiger won the season. I didn't have a problem with that, but the tour is trying to create something here, and this is what you get. And I'm with Scotty. I think it's weird.
It's weird, but it's what we got for now, right? So I guess we'll roll with it.
Need you soon to come.
Yeah. The only constant that is in the FedEx Cup is change. So we'll see what happens. But hey, Scotty, thanks so much, man. We appreciate it. It's good to visit with you, and we'll hopefully catch up to you again soon.
Sounds good, guys. Thanks a lot.
You got it. Scott Michaud joining us right here. Check him out on Global Golf Post. And if you're in Ireland, you can get him on the Examiner there, Irish Examiner. So always a good friend. A long time with the Augusta Chronicle and a native there in Augusta area in Georgia. So, hey, we'll take a short break. More of the show continues next.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high-quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
You're listening to Real Golf Radio. Talking golf with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
One day you'll get it.
Here's Brian and Bob.
Welcome back to the show. You're listening to Real Golf Radio. Brian and Bob, thanks for joining us. At Real Golf is where you can find us on X. And right now, you can listen to America's Favorite Caddy.
There are bag rats. And then there are caddies. Baby. Pro jocks who are legends in caddy shacks across the PGA Tour.
While we can neither confirm nor deny the existence of this legendary looper,
here he is, the caddy on Real Golf Radio.
Yeah, Caddy joins us each and every week right here on Real Golf Radio. Caddy, how are you, my friend?
Just lazy days of summer, winding down, kind of getting nostalgic a little bit for 20 years ago in the 1980s.
Wow.
Bob knows what
oh,
I mean.
Oh, wow.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
Yeah, Everybody our age thinks the 80s were 20 years ago. That's how it is.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, good point. I didn't even catch up. It sounded about right.
Yeah,
it's actually 40.
Yep. Mm-hmm. 44.
Oh, my.
Woo!
Hey, it is Labor Day weekend, yep, though. Sir. So, you know, this is kind of the official end of summer, if you will. And the beginning of fall season. So that's it's the official end of the PGA Tour regular season this weekend as well, as the players are playing out at Eastlake. But yeah, it always is one of those times you look back and go, man, that went quick.
It did go quick. It goes quicker and quicker, especially when you have a pill. Bob, you have a little pill thing, you know, where you take pills every day and then every week it runs out and you redo it. And you kind of start realizing, wow, that week went fast. Those weeks go fast. Anyway.
I'm glad, you know, normally, sometimes I'm offended that you always just talk to Bob and not me, but the fact that when you're talking the pillbox conversation, I'm really happy that you went to Bob and not me on that one. Even though I am 50 and a grandpa now.
BT.
Well, hello.
He's a grandpa. Bing, bing, bing. Hello.
He doesn't just look like one, Bob. He is one.
Yep. That's right.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
It happens.
Yeah. A long way to go.
Yeah.
My player was older when he had his children. And I remember I saw him. We were at Glen Abbey. And I walked to him. And he's just shaking his head. And he's not happy. I said, what's wrong? He said, this woman just came up and said, oh, you have such cute grandchildren. And they're, of course, his children. And he had a tough time with that. I remember that. He did not enjoy that at all. Yeah.
Oh, well.
Yes, sir.
I'm a young grandpa, so I'll take it. It's all good.
You are.
Hey, let's not linger on that topic too long, but back to Eastlake. Here's something that we had Rich Lerner on. We had Scott Michaud on just this last segment, and we talked about the changes to Eastlake. It's an interesting thing, Caddy. I remember you when we went to LA North last year, and we were all anxious to see the Gilhans restoration and changes and all of those kind of things. And I remember you having concerns that Colonial was about to undergo something similar, had a chance to play Olympic Club recently. They just underwent some changes at the hands of Gilhans. Then you got Andrew Green that's doing his thing, and he took on Eastlake. The routing looks the same, but that's about it. Scott Michaud mentioned this modernization of what he called a stale golf course. I thought that was an interesting comment, speaking of Eastlake previous. What's your thought on that? And do we need this modernization? And what does that even look like? And I don't know. I'm just curious your thoughts. His description of modernization was bringing the ground game more into play, where you've got runoffs and options around the greens versus, you know, just if you miss the green, you're chipping out of the rough and, you know, everything's in the air kind of approach. So I know that's a long setup, but I'm just curious your thoughts.
It is basically like you have the same bones, but your skin and muscles are completely different in a different body.
Hmm.
So yes, that's what Eastlake's like. It's the holes. This hole's still a dog leg left. This hole's still a dog leg right. That's about the only similarity. It's very geometric looking. There's a lot of sharp angles. The old one was more curvy. Even though Donald Ross used to have some interesting green, but the original, I believe that's a Donald Ross originally. It really didn't look like a Donald Ross when we played it, the old course, though. I think it had probably morphed away from that a lot. So, yeah, there are definitely the runoffs and spill-offs and things like that. The course, I think, is tougher off the tee than the old one. They made 14 a par 5, which is probably a good idea. That was a par 5. Number one is going to be, looks like, the hardest starting hole on the tour. Probably. That's a five for the members, par four for the, it's a good par four though. They're hitting drivers 6-iron, 7-iron in there. That's fine. At least that used to be fine for a par four. Yeah, it's way different. They're shooting lower than I thought they would. They must be setting it up pretty kind. And the greens are holding okay for brand new greens. They're holding really well for brand new greens. I expected firmer looks. So yeah, it doesn't look too like the rough. I've seen a couple of bad ones, but it doesn't look like the roughs as it was brutal all the times I caddied there. That rough was just like U.S. Open style. And it doesn't look quite that tough now, but I don't know if I'm a good judge about that.
It's Bermuda rough, so the ball drops down to the bottom. But, you know, Rory McIlroy said that he likes greens restorations and that kind of thing. He likes the way the course is playing right now. And he says he's probably 6 months away from being like really, really good. So the other thing is, and I talked to this with Scott Michaud, the grasses that are on the golf course, the two different types of zoysias and everything else, the Bermudas on the green and everything else.
Is it the usual champions on the greens? I mean, that's a great, that's the greatest thing that ever happened to hot climates was champions Bermuda. That stuff's so good. They did remove a lot of trees. That place was pretty well packed with trees and there's tons of them gone. So that's a factor too. That, you know, you remove trees, you make a course easier. That's just how it is.
Yeah, I think we'll have to see how it plays out. You think about a lot of good golf courses, there's always a tweak that you don't know about that you need to do, and you never find it out until you play a tournament like this. And it'll be interesting to see if there's anything they're going to tweak going forward on it. The eighth hole is a lot different philosophy than the old eighth hole. They made it drivable. It was drivable the second round, and that's way different than the way the old one played.
Is it still tucked along the lake like that?
Yes.
It is, yeah. The water's definitely in play, and it's in play left of the tee shot and left of the green, but not probably as much as it was when Bill Haas hit it in there and hit that incredible shot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that was when the nines were reversed, right? Because that was 17 back then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was. Yeah. Yeah.
But they moved in the second round, they moved that tee up and it was reachable off the tee.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what Caddy was saying. I thought it was too far back there. I don't know. It just feels like they just threw it back there to throw it back there. It was so far back there that, and maybe it still is, but I just remember when we played it, Bob, we didn't play all the way back at the tours. I just remember standing there going, that doesn't even look like it's on the same golf course, that tee box back there.
Yeah, way, way back there on the other side of the lake. Yeah. Also, the 15th hole used to be way, way back there, that par three, and now they brought it over towards the other side now.
15, they have that back tee that you can share 15 and 8 on, and that hole was so hard from that back tee, the 200 plus tee before, and it looks even more terrifying now, and they're not going to play it back there this week. They're not going to play that 200 plus tee, probably because the greens are too firm to hold six irons or whatever, but that's a terrifying hole. It's not so bad when you're hitting the wedge or nine iron in, but man, I remember I'm standing on that looking at that going, half the field's going to hit in the water here and make a double. It's a brutal shot. And I think it's even harder now. So, yeah.
How about 16 going up the hill? How about 16 going up the hill, Caddy?
So the old 16 was a real birdie hole. You just, rip it up there and hit a wedge in, and it had a spill off on the right like it does now. I think it's more severe now. That hole's a little bit more kind of like the old hole used to be. That, the greens are all so different, though. And I gotta talk about the Scottie Scheffler driving stat that is blowing my mind. And I can't tell me it's not actually true. It is true.
It is true.
Oh, okay. So how do we describe this stat? I guess it's a measurement of when you miss a fairway, how far on average you are from the edge of the fairway. So if this guy and that guy both miss seven fairways, one guy might be way in the trees seven times, and the other guy might be off by just a foot or two. So he's a way better dispersion miss fairway guy. Apparently, Scottie Scheffler has been number one on tour for 2 years running on his missed fairway dispersion. How can you hit it that far and that straight all the time? That's crazy. I can't even believe that's true. Is that true?
Well, and the reason you have a hard time believing it is because it was always, you're either leading the distance category or you're leading the accuracy category, right?
Right, but I've never even looked at this. I love this stat. I think it's a great stat. One mistake I think people make, everybody's obsessed with ball speed and all that, and that's fine and dandy. But let's consider, there are lots and lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of guys playing professional golf who have enough ball speed, distance, and all that to compare or even be better than the top 50 guys or top 80 guys on the tour. Why aren't they on the tour? Because they don't have the tight dispersion that the tour players do. The tour players hit it straight. They absolutely hit it. They don't just hit it far. You got to hit it straight and far. You can't hit it crooked and far. If you did, we'd see Borgmeier and Berkshire out there killing everybody. So I think people get too obsessed with ball speed and not obsessed enough with your dispersion and
who's the best player in the world by far dominating everybody, it's Mr. Dispersion Winner, isn't it?
Yep. So, Scottie there Scheffler. You go.
Hey, Caddy, yep. Hang on 1 second. Are you okay if we take a quick break and come back? I got more I want to talk about. So stay tuned. More with the Caddy coming up next. By now, you've heard about Black Desert Resort in St. George. You've seen the picturesque photos of the Tom Weisskopf Design Championship Golf Course. You've heard that the PGA and LPGA tours are coming to Black Desert. You've probably heard there's going to be a water park and other things. You've heard right. But did you know that you can own a piece of Black Desert Resort? Go to blackdesertresort.com and sign up to learn about exclusive real estate opportunities available right now. The interest and demand has been enormous, and phase one is nearly sold out. As an owner, you'll enjoy discounted and priority tee times, discounts on spa treatments, dining, shopping, and more. And when you're not staying at Black Desert, you can put your unit in the resort rental program, which will provide rental income for you. Year-round family fun awaits at Black Desert Resort. Don't miss out. Sign up today to learn more at blackdesertresort.com. That's blackdesertresort.com. Black Desert Resort, unlike anything you've experienced before.
Hear that? That's the sound of 1.5% cash back on every purchase you make with the Agility Cash Visa credit card from Zions Bank. Whether at the grocery store, the dog groomer, or your favorite bistro, the Agility Cash card gives you 1.5% cash back every time, everywhere. For the card that pays, Zions Bank is for you. Apply today at zionsbank.com/agility. Subject to credit approval, terms, conditions, and restrictions apply. See a banker for details. A division of Zions Bank Corporation, N.A., member FDIC.
Hi, this is Brian Taylor from my friends at Hoops Vision. As with any health procedure, you want to make sure you're going to get the best care with the best science, technology, and experience, especially when it comes to your eyes. I went through the decision-making process about getting LASIK surgery 13 years ago. I was tired of contacts and glasses, but I worried about having surgery. I went to Hoops Vision, and they walked me through a free consultation that put all my worries to bed. I appreciated the professional manner in which they interacted with me. I felt confident in their vast experience and the fact that they had the best technology. And I knew that if the best golfers in the state trusted their eyes to Hoops, so could I. 13 years later, it was still the best decision I ever made. I personally recommend Hoops Vision and want you to have the same great experience I did. Sign up for your free consultation at hoopsvision.com. Mention Real Golf Radio and you'll save $1,000 on your LASIK procedure. That's Hoops Vision and hoopsvision.com.
The new AI smoke driver from Callaway doesn't just have one sweet spot. It has multiple sweet spots across the entire face, intelligently mapped by AI using real swing data, making AI smoke an average of 7 yards longer. So whether you hit one off the heel, toe, high, or low, there's a sweet spot there. You won't just be longer from one spot, you'll be sweeter from every spot. The new AI smoke drivers from Callaway.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
All right, thanks again for joining us here on Real Golf Radio. Continuing now with America's favorite caddy. So we were talking about Scottie Scheffler as you left off there and his dispersion stat that you are so in awe of. So you're saying this distance phenomenon is fantastic, but you better be finding some fairways or at least not missing them by much if you want to have kind of your Scotty's having. Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah, you've got to, I don't know. I have a little bit of a grumpy old man complex with everybody obsessed with distance and not obsessed with your dispersion pattern.
Okay.
That's got to be good.
Well,
you've got to control your distance.
Is that going to change, Caddy, with the change in the golf balls? We're still a few years away from that. They're going to become spinnier. Is that why? I mean, is that going to be part of it?
Well, if we go back to more old school stuff, how was the game before? Who was dominating it before more? Or what type of player, what type of skills? It was less a strength game and more a skill game, I'd say.
Mm. Yeah, so, ball striker game, definitely.
Ball striker game, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Interesting. Hey, look, I want to get back to something that when we were talking about the changes at East Lake, and when we start talking about changes, do you have something that you like? Like, what do you like to see when you say, okay, we're going to put this golf course together. We've got greens now that you mentioned that are a little more squared off. Do you like that squared off idea? Do you like them round? I mean, you see some golf courses where the tee boxes are round, others where they're, you know, they're nice and symmetrical, you know, more rectangular, that kind of thing. What do you like to see? What, you've been around so many golf courses. You've done these books. You've mapped them all out. Describe the perfect conditions or perfect setup or design of a golf course in your mind.
So let's just say I'm just going to go to my one ideal golf course in my brain. I like, now granted, I grew up kind of in the middle Atlantic area. So there's rolling terrain, big oak trees, bent grass. So that's kind of what's in my soul. So you're talking Wingfoot, you're talking Oakmont when it had trees, Marion, courses like that. That's what comes to my mind. So, but as far as just, yeah, it's funny. I don't like round tees. I like squared off tee boxes and defined squared off tee boxes. I don't like the general area. Like St. Andrews would have the kind of a more of a general undefined area to tee off from. I don't really like that. I like a defined rectangular tee box. Having said that, I like roundish greens. I don't like geometric Robert Trent Jones type greens, or, you know, I like the more roundish greens or curved greens like Pebble Beach has, for example. And I like small, like everything about Pebble. Everything about, there's nothing I don't like about Pebble. It's got all the features that I like. The bunkers are not impossible to play out of, but they are a challenge. So that's, you know, obviously, yeah, it's hard for me not, even though I'm saying I love the northeastern type courses with the tree lined and all this and that, I guess I really love Pebble. But I do like tree lined courses with oak trees too. And there's a big trend to remove trees, and I'm not loving it.
Mm.
So
what do you, you like more traditional then?
Oh yeah, I'm a traditional guy. Now, you look at some of the classic architects have geometric shaped greens. Oakmont itself has some geometric shaped greens, for sure. Like number 4, number 15, they're more rectangular looks or angled looks. So I'm not totally against that, but I like, nature is beautiful because there aren't straight lines in nature in general. And I think that's just more appealing to your eye and your soul when you see curved lines. So that's just me.
Hmm. What do you think, Bob?
Oh, I agree with him. You know, there's nothing like playing a traditional golf course that's tree-lined, has big trees, kind of that eastern United States kind of look. You know, even though he's talked about Pebble has some nice trees around their golf course. And those golf courses around that area are some of the best and one of the best parts of the world, as far as I'm concerned. And we've had this argument many, many times. What's better, the eastern United States or the western United States for golf? But you look at a golf course like Augusta National, that's got all of the stuff as well, with trees and not sharp greens and more square tees and all the things like the caddy was talking about as well.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing that's not defined at Augusta, right? Yep, everything is
right.
Defined at Augusta.
That's right. Exactly.
But then you can't eat steak every day. You could, but you would lose, it would diminish the steak if you ate it every day. It's more, some things are, you know, hey, look, one lesson that's good to know in life is that excess is not good for you. And it ruins things when you have excess. So you also have to say, well, gosh, what about links golf? Links golf is phenomenal. It's awesome.
It is.
I just don't think you want to play it every day. You want to play it on special occasions if you're an American who didn't grow up over there in that kind of atmosphere. So I love links golf and I love playing it, but it's kind of like a special thing to do now and then for me. So,
yeah, because the problem with that is the special occasions, those links courses that are so neat, they usually come with some pretty crappy weather, right? I mean, it's usually cloudy, windy, maybe raining on you. And I'm a generally fair weather. I like going outside and play golf and having to be sunshine, or even if it's cloudy, if it's warm and, you know, calm. I just don't love fighting the wind and the elements. And I get that's part of the game. It's an outdoor game. That's what defined links. So if I'm over there, bring it on. I love the elements. When Bob and I played the old course, you know, it was spitting rain and blowing sideways. It was awesome. Like, it was a proper day, right? But it wasn't so miserable that it was breaking umbrellas or, you know, you couldn't see. But it was enough to create a little bit of a challenge, which is kind of part of it, right? Especially around St. Andrews.
Well, if you're in a house and you can walk out the front door and the back door, and if you walk out the back door, you're going for a really windy, rainy, cold day on a links course, and you walk out the front door and you're in Palm Desert in February and it's 84 degrees and everything's perfect, which door are you going to go out most of the time?
Front door.
The front door. You're going out to the desert. So, yeah, it's good. It's a good thing to do once in a while, but it's not to discount, and, you know, I don't know if I love the idea of saying, hey, what's the best? Well, but the best golf course is the one you're playing right now, as Gary Player might say. It's the finest of its type, right? If you're out on a golf course playing, that's pretty good. Let's just take that as a win. So, yeah. I love the Pacific Northwest. And you go up to Alberta and play some of the courses up there or in the Pacific Northwest with the massive fir trees, the mountains. I mean, that is. It doesn't get any better than that. I'd say you can stand on lots of different places in this world on a golf course and look out and say, it doesn't get any better than that. And I don't think you want to say, oh, this is the best place on the planet. How about just, it doesn't get any better than here? And you can say that about lots of different places, which is great.
And you're not wrong.
So there you go.
Hey, speaking of, Bob and I are going to be standing on Bethpage Black here in a couple of weeks. First chance to go around that golf course with golf clubs. We've been around it with a microphone, but we've never been around it with our golf clubs. How far back should we? How much should we take on there, Caddy?
Well, let me put it this way: the last time I caddied at Bethpage, it had rained for 38 of 41 days going into the U.S. Open, and my player, when he qualified, he won in a playoff, in a qualifier to get in. And he was older. He was late 40s. And he said, we're eating dinner. And ESPN comes on with a preview of Bethpage, and they're talking about how long it is. And he looks at me and he says, is it good that I qualified for this thing? So, no joke. No exaggeration. Caddies? Give it to a little hyperbole, but this is legit. During that event, most of the days, he could have teed up his second shot on four par fours with a driver and not reach the green in two.
Oh, man.
And he finished, I think he finished top 30 that week, or top 35. How good is that? He couldn't even reach four holes in two. But so
weren't there some fairways he couldn't reach either?
Well, that was the previous one when guys couldn't reach number 10. It was 240 to the 10th fairway, and it got cold and windy. And, and there was a famous line. I always forget the USGA guy's name who ran it back then. He had the thickest. He was awesome. What was his name? I always blank. Anyway, his famous line was, there's nothing. I don't know if this was ever publicized, but the famous line was, there's nothing in the rules that says you have to be able to reach a fairway. I just love that. That's my favorite one ever from the U.S. How good is that? Yeah, I just love that one. So anyway.
I think I'm playing the whites, Brian.
It's all you want.
It's the black. Playing the black. You can't play the white tees at the black.
Oh, the black?
I'm not saying we're playing the black tees. We're playing the black course. So you can't play the white tees.
Yes, we're playing the black.
Can't play the white tees at the black course.
So here's the thing. Here's the thing about Bethpage, guys. Is there any other course we can think of that has a sign warning you when you tee off on it that maybe you shouldn't play this course?
Mm-hmm.
Legit, there's a sign there. It's like the double black diamond at a ski resort, basically. That's what's on the tee at Bethpage. If you're not a highly skilled golfer, please do not play this course.
There you go.
It's all you want. It's all you want. And it's good. It's good. It's but boy, whew. It is a man's golf course with a man with muscles, please.
Well, I was just going to say, when you mentioned the double black diamonds, I can take most double black diamonds. It's just my legs aren't as strong as they used to be, so I can't take them for very long. So that might be similar to this golf course, right?
Yeah, I think there's a number of 500-plus yard par fours from the tip. They probably won't even let you go back there.
I don't want to play the tips, by the way. For the record, I don't want to play the tips. Yeah.
No.
Let me ask
Make
you this
sure
one.
You adjust properly.
Yes. Let me ask you this one, Caddy. If we may have the opportunity to play Winged Foot again or Baltusrol for the first time, would you rather go back to Winged Foot or experience Baltusrol for the first time?
If you haven't played Baltusrol, you need to play Baltusrol. Mm. It's a great golf course. It's great history. I think why wouldn't you want to play the one you haven't played? So
I don't know that we'll have the option. I'm just saying that may be all worked out, but
such difficult choices for our listeners. I mean, these guys, think about the struggle these guys have to go through. They're going to play Bethpage and have to, well, is it going to be Baltusrol or Wingfoot? I don't know. Is Pine Valley in the mix too? Or is that one just maybe some other time?
Some other time.
Okay. We got the Philadelphia Cricket Club. Philadelphia Cricket Club on the schedule next year, PGPR.
I would love to go play that one. That's just the name alone is appealing, isn't it?
It is. When you hear the name Philadelphia Cricket Club, it just brings everything into your mind about what this place looks like, right? And you know right away, okay, that's got to be an awesome club, right? And you can't call yourself Philadelphia Cricket Club and not be just like cool and exclusive and whatnot, right? It's got to be.
Yeah.
And I heard Aronimink is as good as it gets.
Been around that one.
What you say, as you say, Caddy.
Aronimink's pretty awesome, too. I mean, they got some. This is when you hit that northeast corridor. There's a whole ton of them running up that way. And then, of course, the Long Island group of courses, the Westchester County group of courses. Yeah, I mean, look. That's where all the population was early. All the great architects were there building them early. I'll tell you what, for density in one little area, though, it's hard to beat Pinehurst, isn't it?
I mean, oh, Pinehurst man. Has good so stuff.
You go like a mile any direction, and you run into four good golf courses at Pinehurst. It's kind of the most densely packed golf area. So
I love it.
But I know. Yeah.
Well, it's Tour Championship, it's FedEx Cup Finals, and we got talking golf courses because Eastlake went through a renovation, and yeah, well, that was a fun conversation. Caddy, thanks for spending the time. Always a pleasure, my friend.
Thank you, gentlemen.
There you go. That was the Caddy right here on Real Golf Radio. Scotty Scheffler looking to put the cherry on top of what a season it has been so far, 21 under par. And a 4-shot lead over Colin Morikawa. We'll see how it plays out. We'll talk about it next week right here on Real Golf Radio. Thanks to the Caddy. Thanks to Rich Lerner, Scott Michaud for joining us here on Real Golf Radio. For Bob Casper, for our producer Dave Glauser, I'm Brian Taylor. We'll see you next week right here on Real Golf Radio.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.